Airfare, hotel, and tickets for two to the Playboy Mansion's 33rd birthday party. Log on to theticket.com and register to win. Brought to you by Rolling Rock and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Gordon will be at Lone Star Park this Friday from 7 until 9. He will have ticket t-shirts for you to register to win. He will have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out there with him. Gates open at 5. The first race is at 6:35, and then he shows up at 7. Friday Night Live from the Front Porch Texas Country Concert Series presents Jason Boland and the Stragglers. Following the last live race, the horses are ready. But the question is, are you?
Yeah.
Well, to find out, go to Lone Star Park this Friday night. Gordo will be there from 7 until 9. Where am I going to get one of those hats?
What, a floppy hat?
No, a Greg Norman hat.
Oh. Any golf shop.
They got them?
Any golf shop.
Are you sure?
I'm about 100%
sure. Because since you turned your back on the game of golf, you haven't been frequenting golf.
By the way, tomorrow, be prepared for a big, big U.S. Open preview. You know where they're playing the U.S. Open this year, don't you?
Yeah.
Where?
Shinnecock.
Okay. Stop.
Just listen to it.
No, God, we listened to the whole thing yesterday.
So what's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's a
like
good song.
Like you've never heard a song 2 days in a row that's a good, well-crafted song?
These excuses.
It's enjoyable.
And we're
it's
tired
relaxing.
Of being short.
It is.
And we're tired of being the bridesmaid.
Makes me feel like a teenage mental patient.
Pink Floyd.
And once again.
And everybody joins in.
Golf takes priority over the show.
Why is he British?
He grabbed his clubs and left us all alone.
All alone. Four of you.
And we're pissed. Things were so much better when he worked for Chris.
Hora.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Yeah, I want to hear your story.
Right, that's what he's trying to do, is he's trying to avoid telling his story and listen to golf.
Golf's better.
No,
unbelievable.
It's not better than your story of hooking up with Mom Staples or whoever it is.
So you're going through the Observer today.
Yes, an old issue. And I saw a name in there that harkened back to my past.
Expo.
Because it was really weird because we were all just sitting there and it was quiet in the meeting room and he's flipping through the Observer and all of a sudden we hear him, holy effing S.
Well, I don't think you heard holy effing S.
Yeah, we did.
No, you didn't.
He was like, oh, man, dude. Oh, my gosh. Wow. We're like, what?
And it was the name of this guy that I knew in Houston that I played with a few times about 25 years ago. And apparently he's up here now and playing around.
What's his name?
Lou Coben.
Lou?
Lou.
Lou Coben.
Lou Coben. And he ran me in there to play a few gigs with him.
How did he know you?
Were you living in Houston?
No, I wasn't living there. I was playing down there.
Well, okay, what does that mean? Like for a month at a time?
Yeah, I had a band that was, we were booked for like, you know, 3 weeks out of every month in one period down there. It was terrible.
Was this Gypsy Rider?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Thank you.
Excellent. Country?
No.
Rock?
No, yeah. And he wandered into where we were playing one night and comes up to me and says, hey, man, I need somebody to play with me.
Did he know you at all?
No, he didn't know me.
No, who is this guy? Just
he's an organ player, as I found out. And I told him, sure, I'll come out and play with you. So it was on, you know, a night that we weren't playing. So I go out there, And it was like an all-black scene.
Uh-oh.
A black club.
So he's a brother.
Yeah, he's a brother. And he was playing the Hammond B3.
A real one?
Yes.
Real big one?
Yes, a big Hammond B3. And he was kicking pedals.
What does that mean?
He was playing bass with his feet.
Like he had bass pedals.
Right. He had
like
bass
Ray
pedals.
Ray Manzarek used to do.
No, Ray Manzarek.
He used little mini Rhodes.
But a lot of guys with B3s will play bass with their feet. And I don't see how they do that. It's hard enough to play a B3 with your hands, but to play bass with your feet, too, I mean, what those guys do is impossible. So it was me and him.
Two-piece.
Yeah, it was a duo. Luke Coben and the Cobras.
Snake.
Except there was just one of
these,
so it would have just been Luke Coben and the Cobra.
Yeah, right. It was the Cobra.
Cobra. You're the original Cobra. So it was just you two guys. You'd play drums.
Yes.
He would play organ and bass with his feet, and he would sing?
Yes, he would sing.
And you guys would do what? Like rock and roll or blues, R&B, what?
It was R&B, it was jazz, it was disco. Because disco was real big back then.
Do you know where you're going to?
Did you get to sing?
No.
No harmony vocals?
No.
Even the Black Club disco was big.
Yes. It was huge.
Are you kidding? I think
disco was all pervasive back then. No matter if you're black, white, whatever.
I thought that was a cheesy white thing.
No, look at the footage of all the clubs.
The brother and sister were all over the place.
So what kind of place was this you played?
It was real nice.
Really?
Like the Bluebird in Fort Worth?
No, it wasn't like that. Seems like it was out in Bel Air somewhere.
And it was predominantly African American?
Just about all.
And you're the only cracker in there.
Basically, that was about the size of it.
Mike Reiner.
Of course, I can function in that environment, being from the hood and all. That doesn't bother me a bit.
I bet you feared for your life
nightly. I did not. It was.
Why would he fear for his life?
Yeah.
Because.
It was like being
at
home.
I know black people. Right. It was.
It's like growing up.
That's right.
How many black kids you graduate from high school with?
None.
That's what I thought.
Exactly.
I know black people. But I do.
So did you ever hook up with a sister?
No. Never did.
Come on now. Like during breaks or something?
Right.
No, never did. Never did.
They weren't curious about the white clown playing drums?
Damn, that guy's got a better afro than me.
No, I don't think they were too terribly curious about
me and my scene. Were you wearing the big red nose and the curled up shoes?
Leave him alone.
Now, he's playing the organ with just his feet. At any point, did you just use your feet and pull back the jacket and pull up the shoulder holster just to let the brothers know that you had a piece?
No.
And they nodded knowingly, and you nodded knowingly, and
I wasn't
stowed
packing.
Yours,
and they stowed theirs.
I wasn't packing, but there were some knowing nods exchanged. They could tell that I was at one with them.
Now, did you have an afro then? Is it pretty long?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I was going with that look or not.
And what color was your hair before it went completely gray? Was it black?
No,
brown?
No, it was kind of brownish, No, it had a lot of different stuff in it.
Four eyes? You wear glasses?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Horn rim, or had you graduated to some other crazy styles of the 70s?
No, just whatever the style of the day was back then.
Elton John glasses?
No, they didn't have wings on them or anything like that.
Or Nancy Reagan glasses?
No, I don't recall them being too terribly oversized. In fact, I don't know, it might have been specs.
Kind of like what you have now? Or like the John Lennon glasses?
Yeah, it might have been those. I went with those for a long time.
Now, since you're primarily a rock guy, and it's what you played throughout your career, was that the most, I guess, diverse audience from what you normally played in front of?
It was very diverse, yes. But
what's the strangest audience? Not the non-rock audience that you've played in front of.
Well, I don't know. I've played for everything. I've played for country, rock, that. Now, I mean, that's not the only time I played in a black place, an all-black club. Really, about the only thing I haven't, I've never played in is all
Latin?
Mexican scene. Yeah, all Latin scene. I haven't done that.
Well, that'd be nice.
Maybe we can get you over at Tejano West 2000 and sit in with somebody.
No, maybe we can get
Petty Theft.
Yeah, Petty Theft.
Oh, come in.
Play drums with the All Accordion Band.
But he's playing around here, apparently. So
he's got a gig coming up, doesn't he?
Yeah,
and you
he does.
Say that he would not remember you.
No, he wouldn't remember me.
What if you went up to him and said, hey, man, it's me, Mike Greiner from 30 years ago?
He would not remember me. Because I guarantee you, he's played with thousands of guys. And when he got done with me or I got done with him, he just ran somebody else in there.
Now, did you guys have any type of friendship or?
No.
None?
No, I mean.
Gig was over and you went your separate ways?
Gig was over. I gave him my phone number, said, hey, man, call me if you need me again.
And he'd pay you?
Yeah.
How much did you get? $20?
No, I got more than that.
I've got $20.
Yes.
What did you make for doing something like that? Did you make 100?
I probably did, yeah.
That's probably pretty good money back then.
Yeah, it was. I was not complaining. He was cool. I liked it. It was fun.
Well, I think you need to find this guy and reestablish your friendship.
You need to go see him.
You definitely need to go see him.
Hopefully I will someday.
No.
Because he was good. Guy had talent.
Well, where's he playing? Give his gig a plug.
I don't have it here in front of me.
You said the Texas Tea Room or something
No, that was something else.
that was something else
completely unrelated.
That's
when he was looking at whores in the back of the Observer.
No, it was, probably exact opposite of what you're discussing.
Yes, it was. All right, we're going to talk some baseball next.
No, we're going to talk about the actual photos in the Dallas Observer. Just how real are they?
Next on The Ticket.